You are Peter with your boat and your nets on the shore, the crowds, the deep water, the big catch of fish, and Jesus speaks to your soul. Here I am speaking to the crowds the word of God, and there you are mending your nets. You are not sensitive enough yet to the glory and wisdom in my words, such that you would be attracted to stop and listen, instead of doing that menial task and missing this amazing opportunity when I am near. The crowds are mesmerized, pushing into me, but you are not. Here, let me help you. Let me break into your life. Let me totally reorient your worldview. I will give you a command directly. Because the crowd is pressing upon me, I need a platform from which I can better address them. How about the platform of your life? How about your boat, the symbol of your entire livelihood, the way you provide for yourself and your family? Can you find it within yourself to let me get into your boat, to let me enter into your life in a central way? Can you find it within yourself to let me direct your life, symbolized by giving you instruction about where you put the boat? Is there enough intrigue about me to make you stop working on your nets right now and let me step into your boat, step into your life? I promise you that I will not ruin your life if you let me into your boat. I am the source of life itself, so how could I ruin your life? To know me and the Father who sent me is the definition of life itself. So how could your life be made worse by letting me into your boat, letting me direct it? I promise you life will not be worse. Of course, there will be things in this world that you still suffer, even with me in your boat, in your life. And in some ways, you might even suffer a little bit more because of knowing me and allowing me into your life. But that suffering is temporary, and knowledge of me will add depth, glory, and wisdom to your life that will keep the suffering flooded with my light and constantly still supply your joy. Do not be afraid to let me into your boat, into your life. This is a huge transformation I am promising you. It is a huge opportunity. Now, from your boat, I can address the crowds who are being nourished by my wisdom at the shore of the lake. While you sit in the boat with me, your soul will also be nourished. And the more you hear the beauty of my words, the wisdom of my words, the more you will want to multiply such precious moments. Look directly at me and listen to my words and let them soak in. Certainly glance over as well at the crowd from time to time and see their condition, the human condition. Perceive their need. Notice from the look on their faces how my presence and my words are healing the souls of many of them. Let that be an encouragement to open your own soul still more fully to the transformation that I can bring into your life. Now, after speaking to the crowds, I want to focus my attention on you for another step in your life. I want to lead you into the deep. The deep water can be scary and unknown, but it can also be a place where much fruit is born, where a big catch is accomplished. Can you consider my wisdom to be greater than yours? Can you step out of your comfort zone to follow me another step? Although you have been a fisherman all your life, I created the deep water, the basin in which it is collected, and everything that swims and grows within it. Can you always keep me in perspective as the source of wisdom for your life? Simon, let the nets down. Out in the deep. Subordinate your wisdom to mine. Let my will direct yours, my knowledge inform yours. There you go. A huge catch of fish is accomplished. You will never be able to predict the fruit that will be born by the gift of your life to me, by allowing me to guide your life, by following my wisdom. You will be surprised by the fruit that is born. So much life will be born out of your interaction with me that you can invite others in. That second boat by the seashore was just waiting for this moment of fruitfulness so that other souls could come in and take part in the life born of my wise guidance of your life. So those in the other boat come and help you draw the catch ashore. In fact, everybody on the shore has been watching our interaction all along. They have seen the look on your face when I started directing you. They saw some doubt, but then they saw your final willingness to risk life with me guiding your boat. They learned about life with me by watching you as you encountered me. You will always be able to help people find something more for their own life by letting them see how you experience me, by letting them see you interact with me. Please never underestimate the gift your relationship with me can be to the rest of the world, inspiring them into a boat from which I can guide them as well into the deep waters and into profound fruitfulness. Faithful, willing soul, in the Eucharist, I will always be this constant source of wisdom and life for you, just as I have been for you at the shore of the Lake of Galilee. Always start by giving me your attention there, interacting with me there at the altar.